it's not anywhere near to the same level of most noise canceling headphones. But $50, a little bit of ANC, I'll take that. Initial thoughts. Some nice features here. So the fact that you do have ANC, while it's not super strong, is appreciated. It also does have sensors so that when you take them out of your ears, it pauses. The way I will describe these is cheap, but tuned really well out of the box. The reason I can tell they're tuned well, you change any of the EQ settings, they sound like dog shit. But in the balanced EQ mode, they actually are pretty good, like for $50. But the real test for this nothing stuff, because the charger is just kind of okay, is gonna be how I spend some time with the actual watch. I'm gonna do the dual watch life and see how the $69 nothing watch compares to the Apple Watch that I've dailied for like 10 years now, almost. So I spent a little bit of time with the Watch Pro and some initial thoughts. First and foremost, this thing is chunky. I actually caught it on my backpack this morning as I was going to work. It like literally like caught my backpack and I had to like wrestle it free. I also, it's a little bit of a smaller thing. I can't get it really super comfortable on my wrist. I think it's partially because it is so chunky. Either it's a little too loose or it's always a little too tight. That being said, I can forgive that kind of stuff for $69. So things like sleep tracking works well. The notifications once you manually enable them all work well. There's some minor annoyances like the fact that as far as I can tell, there's no auto brightness. So like at night, I have to manually turn the brightness down and during the daytime, I have to turn it up, which feels a little bit strange. Would I buy this for $69? I think I would. It is big though. It is big and it is chunky. But if you can get away with a larger watch and that doesn't bother you, honestly, it's pretty solid. You know, I was trying to talk to Roboraptor. She's literally, I'm like feet away. What?
I get what he's doing.
Oh, it's from Drop. Okay, I get it. Okay, so we've got an extra set of ear cups, which is very cool. I also like the look of these. So they're open back, but there's a little bit of a mesh on here. Now they are, I will say, very plasticky. We've got on the left side, we've got our mic, which also just, you can hear the click when it mutes, so that's nice. And then you've got a little slider actually for the volume. Well, so let's give them a try. Oh wow. Okay, those are very stiff. Holy. It's a tight fit. So they're definitely like kind of squeezing on my head a little bit, but because they're so lightweight, they're not too bad. I would be a little curious on how these would feel after a longer period of time. All right, so first thing to do is just a little audio test. Wow, okay, so they actually have some punch. I had not heard the bass like fully kick in until I got that to that point. They actually have some real punch to them in a way that's very pleasant.
All right, so you're now listening to what it sounds like with the microphone on these headphones. I mean, the mic looks impressive. It's not the little fiddly wimpy boy, so let's see what they sound like.
That's crisp.
All right, so you're now listening to what it sounds like with the...
How much are the PC38Xs?
$180.
Why would you buy any other gaming headset? Like, straight up? Like, obviously, you want to spend $30, spend $30. That is... What I have nothing to complain about.
So if you get it from the Drop website itself, it's $169, but it's on sale right now for $139.
This is top five deals I think I've ever seen on Mystery Tech. I would pay double. And that's not something, like, this is not a sponsored segment or anything like that. Like, these are some of the most impressive gaming headphones I've ever tried, full stop. And most of the time when I'm talking about that, I'm talking about headphones that cost double the price. Man, they're onto something here. I'm gonna take these home.